Welcome back to the Safety Storytellers Podcast. My name is Stacy and I am your host. I spoke with Sandra McWaugh last year and we had a great conversation. She works at Husqvarna and she was recently implementing a new program about better engaging their new employees. So in this upcoming chat with Sandra, you'll hear about how it's looking like now and all the improvements that they've had over the last year. And she talks about hands-on safety training sessions related to torque wrenches, emergency stops, chemicals, PPE, and so much more. Okay, I've got Sandra here again, my friend from last year, and you were telling me about a new program that you started last year?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about that and kind of do a follow-up on how that's going now?
Yeah, so we started the new hire, if you guys remember, the new hire liaison program we started about a year ago. We bring our new hires in and we have people on the floor. We elected some assembly workers on the floor to be our new hire liaisons as a bridge between management and the new hires.
Yes.
And that's what they do is they check on them and they mentor them and they call them if they're absent to say, hey, are you okay? That type of thing. So what we wanted to do this year is we wanted to expand our new hire liaison program even more and then utilize our central safety committee members even more. And the way we did that is we expanded the new hire training program and we added an interactive training session. So after they go through their new hire orientation and they're learning all the procedures and the rules and, you know, stuff that they're, and they get their new hire welcome packet. So we talked about last year, that's their department specific packet. Then after that, we move them to this little station that we set up to where they do some hands-on training. There's a torque, where we use torque guns. So there's a torque gun station where they actually get to hold it, feel it, torque some screws. They learn how to turn off the emergency stops, what the emergency stops looks like, what the emergency cables look like, where they're located, how to pull them. So that, they know that they're empowered at that time. If they get behind or if there's an incident and they need to turn the line off, that employee has the power to do that. They can do that anytime they want. Well, you know, as long as it's, you know, within reason, you know, and this, it's going to draw attention. The supervisor is going to come say, hey, what's going on? And they're going to fix the problem. Yeah. And then there's another station where we walk them to the where we do our chemical management system online. And so there's instructions there and we have a CSC member that goes through that with them on the computer. So it's hands on. They show them how to look up a chemical that they work with in their area. So if it's two cycle oil, they can look that up. And then the CSC member moves back and lets the employee look it up using the instructions. So they know that they've got it and they know that it's hands on. And then there's another station where they move around and we have the different types of PPE that they'll be using. And so how to properly wear the PPE. You guys would be so surprised how many people wear the cut resistant sleeves and, you know, they have this thumb slot. What do? You don't put your thumb through the thumb slot. That's where. Yeah. And so then what you're going to have, you're going to have, if you have a cut resistant glove on and then you have a sleeve on, but you're not wearing it properly because you don't have your thumb through the thumb slot, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have some exposed skin around the wrist area. Uh-huh. So they learn all that and they learn the hazards of not wearing it properly. So anyway, that's what we've done this year. So
what were you doing that didn't work? What did you have that maybe trial and error that you tried that maybe didn't work or you had to improve on?
What didn't work or what we saw was not effective was just keeping them in the classroom and just throwing all this information at them. Just blah, 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 blah. And, you know, you're not getting the hands-on experience. You're not getting to interact with, you know, other assembly workers on the floor that are actually doing the training. So, and you're just having up there somebody up in a conference room or in a training room.
With a bunch of slides going on.
Everybody's
falling
asleep. What do you guys call that? Death by PowerPoint?
Yes.
Oh, we were killing them.
they were just over.
Yeah. By the time you take in that up much information, by the end of the day, you're done. I mean, you're done, you know.
So how long does the liaison program, how long does it last for the new hire?
Through the first 90 days.
Okay.
We can get them through the first 90 days, then, you know, we're good. We're thinking you're going to stay. You're ours.
So how many liaisons did you have last year?
We had three last
That's
year.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
How many do you have now?
We are down to two because we did have a workforce, a little bit of a reduction in workforce.
Okay.
So we do have two right
okay.
now.
Okay. And so I'm sure they're very busy.
They are very busy, yes.
Oh, my God. Well, good. So how, I mean, so it sounds like this is really working for you all.
Yes. It's a good program.
And I guess, how do we encourage other people to do the same kind of thing? I guess, and why is it such a benefit?
It's such a benefit because I think, well, I know. I mean, it's gonna increase the safety awareness of your new hires. Your incidents will go. We have proven. We have data. We tracked it. Since we started this program, our first aids in our new hires that are there the first 90 days have actually decreased. So there's some data
that's
there.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
Okay, so I guess how do you, I mean, you're just encouraging other people to do the same kind of thing and really help
yes,
your
if
new
you
hires.
Can, yeah, if you can, if there's some other, if it's not using liaisons, but if you could have, if you can develop a new hire interactive program where you get that hands-on, you're interactive, you get them involved right from the beginning, is you're going to, it'll pay for itself tenfold. I promise you.
I love it. Thank you so much for giving us an update.
So glad to see you guys.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the Safety Storytellers Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Sospis, bringing you the best EHS software in the industry. If you are ready to learn more about how an EHS software can transform your safety program, your profits, and your entire company, head to www.sospes.com/podcast. That's www.sospes.com/podcast. We will see you next time on the Safety Storytellers.